We're learning Klalai and Bays.
Dalit,
I think.
We
had Tachas Yado in every single part of this siman. Okay, this is it's a little complicated. It's really impossible to understand this. I mean, it's possible, but it's difficult to understand it without knowing the Gemara. The Gemara discusses the guideline for when you trust somebody to tell you when an Eid Echad is believed to say that something is not kosher. Now we said yesterday that if it belongs to someone, he's always believed. He's always Neman. And the question is, when it's not his, when is he believed? So yesterday we said that when it's biyadai, when somebody has the ability to make something treif, like a sheikhet, it's not his animal. He's shechting someone else's animal. But he's believed, he's trusted to say that it's treif. Now in the Gemara, in Gittin, where this is discussed, Rava, Abaya says that if it's biyadai, he's believed. Rava says that a person is believed if the first time he meets you, he says, you know, the thing you have is treif. But if once, after he shechts, or after he deals with it, he talks to you and doesn't tell you anything, and later he says, you know, it's treif, so there's an umdana. We assume that he would have told you the first time. So what we discussed till now is Abaya. It's not clear Abaya and Rav are arguing. That's why we passed them both. Abaya said that if it's biyada, you're believed. Rav made this criteria that it depends if he tells you the first time or the second time. That's the background for Dalit. So let's see Dalit. B'davashu tachas yadai v'yesh lo migul. Something that somebody has control of. And he has a migos biyada. He could have made a treif. Afilo abayla machishai. Even if the owner says it's not true, loy mahani, kivan shiesh loy migo. So an eid echad is not believed normally to say something is treif unless he has a migo. It's biyada. Benirali, the beisur tayra veini efsimiru biyesh lahachmir kapayskim. That Philip Makam she'ein loy migo. This is Rava. Even when there's no migo, kagayin shekvar mechzirai. He already returned it. In Bapamarisha Shamatse Omalesha Nesar, Laimahani Akosha Sabail. That you know, those who understand the Gemara, the Rava says that a Eidechad is believed to say something is treif, provided that he tells a person the first time that he meets him, and then there is an emanis. Skipping the parentheses. In Babaila Mechishim Ba'imim, Shikvar Ra'uhu.
But I thought that person who, the Rava wanted to stick up for his person, so
he was saying this.
What?
The Rav was saying, yeah, it's not like this sheet, I understand.
Right,
okay, but Hefsimaruba anyway, it doesn't apply. What? This is only when it below Hefsimaruba. The guy was saying his whole story is treif, so it was Hefsimaruba, so.
Oh, this only,
this what says, only Benis Deraisa, but I had Hefsimaruba. This
Chumra. What was Abaya saying where he waited?
So we don't know what Abaya says, but it doesn't matter, because if Abaya is arguing, we pass like Rava. If Abaya is not arguing, so then we both criteria are good.
So when they call the guy with the meats on Andrew J, first one was in the bottom.
Well, but by the time they caught the guy, they had proof. They had all the bills from the store, and we were very angry at Rabashkin. They were shipping non-glot meat to a store on Avenue J. They shouldn't have shipped non-glot meat to a store on Avenue J. They should have realized there's something wrong. And, you know, maybe, you know, when you're in an office and you're dealing, you just deal with it, but they should have realized what was going on. But anyway, it's, Lamaisa, I told you yesterday that the Tziv says that if someone's a mashgiach, then you're giving him nemanis. If you hire a mashgiach, you're giving him the nemanis to say.
Years back, there were a lot of stores.
Yeah, the Buster stores, right?
But this is only in the Raisa, do you believe the mashgiach?
No. This thing of the Raisa is Rava. I mean, it's not biyadai. No, Mashkiach is always believed. Nitziv writes, there has nothing to do with what it says in the Siman. Tziv says, if you're a Mashkiach, you're giving him the nemanis to say, hey, this on your store. And if he says it's treif, that's what he says. But, ima baila machishim vayim shekfar ra'uhu, v'loi omar loi bepam rishain. Now, here they have a disagreement. The owner says, it's not treif. I know it's not treif. And, You're telling me it's not biyadai. Just if he tells you the first time, so he says it's not the first time; it's the second time. Neman. So they're arguing two things. He says it's treif, it's not treif, and he says I met him already, and he's saying no, it's the first time. So the owner is believed. If someone was never biyadai lekuli yamak shabayim lemachishin einay neman leesarak shabayim shayskim, and erechad neman bisurim is not neman to passel other people's things, to make other people's things treif. And echad neman bisurin is only to say something's kosher, if it's his, or to say something's treif if it's his. But if somebody else's, you really need to aid them, except when it's biyadai. So this is the deal. Now here there's a very interesting discussion about what to do if you're in a situation. What's the case? The bailam say it's kosher, and somebody comes and it's biyadai. He says it's treif. I say, I'm the owner. I know it's really kosher. I know. Between me and myself, I know it's kosher. I know this guy told me, I'm angry at you, you're gonna see, I'm gonna mess you up, I'm gonna tell people it's treif. Let's say. I have an negius, but I'm in myself, I know.
What?
So you can't believe me, I have an negius. But the Bezdin Paskin is treif. I say, he says treif, it's biyadai. I'm allowed to go into my house, pull down the window shades, no one should see, and eat it. I know it's kosher.
Yeah, it's kosher, why can't you?
Bezdin Paskin is treif. They give me a strata, they give Malkus.
Then you know it's kosher.
There's no din to follow the rule of law.
You know. So.
Was it Socrates that said that?
My story with the famous story, the Vilna Gaon.
What's the famous story?
Follow the law, even where he followed.
Where was the Vilna Gaon?
What
are you talking about?
The story with the chandelier or wax from the. He felt it was awesome.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find the rock, so they ran to the Vilna Gaon and said it's awesome. Then they found the rock.
He says what's
it? So the Vilna Gaon said, so the rock said, how could you, if you say it, I think nobody's going to. She said, I'm ready to eat it. And before he ate it, so there's a.
From heaven, something happened.
No. Some wax fell into it. And some say the chandelier fell. That's not for the rule of thumb.
If 100 years
ago. So it's the best that happened. In my book, I wrote that the chandelier
was more than that. was there an electrical outage because of it? he wrote there was an electrical outage in the whole city of Vilna. 17 days.
Didn't
have a condensed
bulb. So whatever it is, he was ready to eat it.
He's ready to eat it. I'll tell you, it depends. What it says in the Shach is, it depends. If the Rav Bezdin Paskin something's mutter, if I personally hold them making a mistake in the learning, make a mistake in Svara, I'm not allowed to eat it, I have to keep to my own Chumrah. The whole Chaluki Deis is by Hachra. By Hachra, I know it's like the Ram and the Rif against the Rosh and the Rashi, and we try to figure out who the Paskin like. That's how the Shach learns. That's the only time it's true.
Yeah, but I'm talking in a case where you know it's kosher because you.
I'm talking where I know it's kosher not because of machlokes,
right.
Because I know the guy's a crook and he's lying.
Right.
That's
right.
The case.
Exactly.
The Matzias, right?
Matzias.
So.
Yeah. So I should be allowed to eat it, right?
Yeah.
So can I ask you? Can I repackage it in a different package and sell it? I know it's kosher.
There are two issues.
Why? I'm doing the same thing.
You personally is one thing. What you package is...
But I know it's really kosher. The guy lied. But someone fooled them, and I'm undoing the fooling. It's a psak based on fooling.
I'm tafus, you're not so. Oiver, but you're oiver on not listening to basin. There are two issues.
Maybe it's an issue of analysis. That's a good answer. I don't think it's a case in the Gemara like that. I don't think so.
I'll tell you
where the sugya is. The sugya is in Ksubis. By Lozaza Yadi Miyadi, there was a shvuya. One was a shvuya. And, shvuya is not allowed to marry a kayin. And somebody knew Lozaza Yadi Miyadi. I was with her. No one was Mazana with her. That's the sugya in Gemara. And,
That's maybe a Darish.
And the Gemara says he's not believed.
A Darish Shabbat.
He himself knew.
I think the Gemara says it's us.
Because again, but, he is may poison the reality.
Could be, but you can have cases where you know.
It's very logical because in Metzius you're not eating something that's also no matter what Basin says.
But you said good before.
But you're
violating the Pesach of Basin. But if you know Basin was fooled, is a Mitzvah to follow Basin when you know for certain someone fooled them?
There's a story
of the Shach. What's the story of the Shach?
The Shach was that he had, and I heard from the Rebbe, that the Shach had a case where he had a Dintayra.
They proved him wrong.
And he finally asked the judge, he passed it against him, says, when he fought, he said, you wrote it, you were to Elamai, and the baby was bringing out. When somebody's involved,
to tell the stories to say, "Kama gadolim dibrei chachamim she'amru ein adam raya nigei atzmai." That's what Pavius is saying. Yeah, but you see, I'm talking in a case where there's no two sides. I mean, the guy's a crook, and the guy said, "If you don't pay me a ransom, I'm going to go tell Bezin his treif." You know, well, that's a shame. That's my question. It's Pashas is that it should be okay. It's,
for himself. He can't package.
Somebody points out that he's really, you know, that's one point. Okay, we'll learn halacha. In the Gaisha world, that's known as the Socrates dilemma. Socrates, people hated him in Greece. And the way it worked in Greece, who was on the jury? Whoever wanted. If you wanted, you go be part of the jury. There's no number. So they loaded the jury and they condemned him to death. He had to drink the hemlock, the poison. And before he was going to die, Plato, his Talmud, came. And so we arranged a boat so you could escape. So he said, we arranged a boat. There's a boat and they're letting you out of jail. You could escape. Everyone knew he was innocent. So he made a speech that I spent my whole life defending the rule of law. I'm not going to run away from jail. That's what he said. So the question is, l'havdol api alocha, what would be? Api alocha, you should run away. What's the question?
I would give
him
a head
to the yeah. See, but then if he could have run away, he should have run away.
Grew up Jeffries, he should have run away.
And let's learn Ice Hay. In Kvarach Zirai, if, let's say it's a Sheikhet. The Sheikhet Shechted, he already gave it back to the owner. And the first time he saw him, he said it's good. He didn't say it's no good. And later on he told him, if the owner contradicts him, and even with a suffix, even though the sheikh had said, you know about this, why you have tarti l'reya? So you have, the owner himself is denying it, and the person who's saying it's treif is not saying it the first time, he's saying it the second time. What is if they're disputing this fact itself, whether it's the first time I met him or not, then also the Bailam I believe. Just im shasak betchilo shlo yode shlo yoloi mashi achishai muta lalamda veloi malai hadin shem ein chamam in oisai and shechei day alui chalesa olav. Let's say you have a person who's amaretz. He doesn't know that he has the right to contradict the eid echad. The shechet says it's treif. He doesn't know that he has a right to either contradict him or to say I met you once. So we teach him. Obviously, I'm not going to teach you. If you do this, you'll save money. We ask him if it's the first time he saw you. If he didn't tell him the first time, this is a shayla of Amasla. When an Amasla is believed, Amasla is an excuse. When someone has an excuse for something that he did improperly, whether there's an emanus. Also, it's a sugya in the Gemara Ksuvos. a person, Eirechanem Bisurin. It's the Gemara says if a woman says Tameyani, so she's believed. She says she's Tamei. And then later she says, I'm really Tar, so she can't change it. Unless Nosana Masla Devarav, she gave an excuse why she said it. So then she's believed to say, Tamei Ani, but she has to give an Amasla Devarav, an excuse. So that's the same thing here. If the first time he didn't say anything, which in our eyes, he didn't say it's treif. Well, we said that's Rav and the Gemara. You have to say it the first time. You don't say it the first time; it's a raya against you. So if he has an excuse, so then that's acceptable.